Angelina Estrada Burney is vice president of Bridge Builders of Anchorage, a group dedicated to promoting multicultural awareness and appreciation. Tomorrow, the organization's goals expand to include the promotion of multicultural fun. Estrada Burney's partial list of the 35 different ethnic groups participating in this year's Meet the World shows the emphasis is definitely on multi.
The African American Lynx Anchorage chapter, the Alaska Chinese Association, the Peruvian community, the Alaska Federation of Filipino Americans, the Samoan Voices of Polynesia. We have the Brazilian community, the Hmong Alaska Community Center, Italian American Tlingit, Korean American Coalition, the Sons of Norway, the Burnt Balkan Lodge, the Southern Sudanese American Community Association, the Irish Club of Alaska, the Naakiko Ohawaya Hawaiian Civic Club, the Lithuania Club of Alaska.
Although tomorrow's event at the Anchorage Museum at Rasmussen Center is called Meet the World, given the city's changing demographics, Bridge Builders could have entitled it Meet the New Anchorage.
I don't think that that's necessarily something that people are always aware of, how diverse we have of a community.
A couple of years ago, the Anchorage School District peaked at over 90 different primary languages other than English among its students. That's fallen a bit since then, but still remains in the mid-80s. Equally telling, this 2009-2010 school term is the first time in the district's history that the student population is equally divided between white and various racial and ethnic minorities. Just a little over 30 years ago, more than 85% of the Anchorage student body identified themselves as white. The population shift has provoked some tensions, and in 1996, under the guidance of then-Mayor Rick Maestrom, Bridge Builders was formed. The organization eventually included the annual Meet the World celebration during Rande as one of its own signature events. Meet the World predates Bridge Builders by 3 years. The event attracts about 1,500 people, or should one say travelers. Estrada Burney says at the entrance, high school-aged Bridge Builders will be issuing passports.
The passport will have information about these different cultures, and you and the family can go through, and as you visit each one of the cultural booths, you get a chance to learn a little bit about that culture. They'll have beautiful displays. They'll be dressed in their traditional garb, and then as you leave the event, you'll be able to take that passport with you, and it gives you more information for you to hold on to that tells you about their customs and traditions and just the real value that these folks bring to the Anchorage community.
Estrada Burney says there'll be activities for children and cultural entertainment for all ages on the stage. From about 12:45 until 4 o'clock, a succession of groups will perform traditional songs and dances. Meet the World is a free event of the Fur Rande celebration. Again, it takes place at the Anchorage Museum at Rasmussen Center. That's at 121 West 7th Avenue. The annual Multicultural Celebration of Anchorage begins at 11 a.m. and continues until 4 o'clock. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.